first and foremost, Chinamasa has no local standing, has no legal standing to say what he has said. He's just a mere minister. The decision as to when the elections are going to be held will be made by the principals, Mr. Mugabe, Tsvangirai, and myself. So disregard his comments.
But President Mugabe is saying that the life of the executive will only be the one that will be extended, not parliament, since parliament's term will expire on June 29.
President Mugabe is not running the country on his own. This is an inclusive government with three principles: President Mugabe, Prime Minister Tsvangirai, and myself. The decision as to when that election is going to be carried out will be made by the three of us. In fact, we've made a decision that after the referendum, we're going to sit down as the three and make a determination as to when the elections are going to take place, taking into account our constitution, taking into account what we need to do to ensure a free and fair election. So the decision is going to be a collective decision and not the decision of one individual. So Mugabe has no local standing to pronounce a date for the elections without consultation. So disregard his comments as well.
Do you have a date when you are expected to sit down and discuss this issue?
It would not make sense for me to pronounce a date when I'm criticizing Chinamasa and Mugabe for making statements without consultation. So I will not venture to provide a date. I will wait for the three of us to do the consultations, come up with a common position, and pronounce that date. All I can say is, yes, it is correct. After June 29, 2013, Parliament will cease to exist by operation of law. But that does not necessarily mean that the election should be done by then. We can then proceed with an executive which will conduct an election in July, in August, or in September.